We know about the DA's threat of legal action against Al-Jamaa for its election pamphlet, but Al-Jamaa have issues with the DA's radio advert as well. The DA has been flighting an advert on over 30 community radio stations for the past 2 weeks, asking its listeners not to vote for smaller parties. The advert also accuses smaller parties of having the intention to join the ANC as alliance partners after the elections on the 7th of May 2014. It's an interesting debate, which we even took up on this show last week. VOC reporter Imogen Vollenhoven looks at this latest issue.
The Al-Jamaa party say that they will be lodging two complaints against the Democratic Alliance for flighting an advertisement on over 30 community radio stations. The ad asks listeners not to vote for smaller parties and accuses smaller parties of the intention to join the ANC after the May 7th elections. Al-Jamaa leader Hanif Hendrik says that the ad infringes the electoral code and the regulations set by ICASA.
The DA has got an advert on over 30 community radio stations. We've been trying to listen to many of them, and it's the same ad, so it looks like they've targeted all the community radio stations and placed this ad on the community radio stations. We don't hear it on the mainstream radio stations. The advert basically states that people shouldn't vote for smaller parties. They're going to waste their vote. And then it goes on to say that the reason that they mustn't vote for the smaller parties is because the smaller parties, after the election, will enter into an alliance with the ANC. So obviously it is directed at those listeners of the community radio stations who do not want to vote for the ANC. A lot of the listeners of these community radio stations have got second thoughts about voting for the DA because of the DA's position on events in Palestine, especially Muslim voters. The reason why we feel that they have breached the electoral code of conduct, they've breached the ICASA regulations, and they've also breached the country's constitution. So that is a triple offense by the DA, and they are pursuing with this advert. You know, if it was just once or twice, it is fine, but it looks like they're playing it every day until the election. Now, let me deal with the fact that they are saying don't vote for smaller parties. The constitution of the country states that we are a dual democracy. In other words, there's a representative government, so that is whoever wins the election, that will be the representative government. And then the Constitution also says we are a participatory democracy. In other words, the Constitution provides for smaller parties to take part in government. By saying don't vote for smaller parties, you are going against the whole spirit of the Constitution. The African peer review mechanism judges South Africa every second year on how they perform on a representative government and a participatory government. So that means if the listeners of the community radio stations listen to the DA, South Africa will score very badly when it comes to participatory democracy, because it means it is not making progress. So it is wrong for a political party, especially the official opposition party in parliament, to go against the constitution and tell people not to vote for smaller parties. If they say don't vote for Al-Jamaa, that is fine. If they say don't vote for any other party, that is fine. But to say don't vote for smaller parties goes against the constitution, and ICASA certainly won't allow broadcasts that goes against the constitution of the country. Then the DA tells a lie. It says that smaller parties, and it doesn't say some smaller parties, it says all smaller parties, after the elections will form an alliance with the ANC. Now, I know that the ACDP is gone on record as saying that they will never form an alliance with the ANC. I don't know of any other party that has given any indication that they will form an alliance with the ANC after the elections. So the DA is bound by the electoral code to be factual and not to spread lies, which they are doing now. They can't assume that all the smaller parties, and there are over a dozen of them, will automatically form an alliance with ANC. It is completely non-factual, and it's spreading misinformation. So I don't know why Helen Zille signed the pledge at the election code of conduct ceremony which we had, and now her party is putting on this advert on all the community radio stations.
And if you've made a few valid points, do you think that you have a leg to stand on?
Yes, because ICASA is bound by the constitution of the country. The community radio stations and mainstream radio stations under their watch shouldn't broadcast items or matters that goes against the constitution of the country. So they would obviously have something to say about that, and they will penalize the radio stations that do these broadcasts. And I don't think they have jurisdiction over the political parties, and that's why the electoral court and the IEC, you know, and other instruments will have to deal with that.
What are you hoping the outcome would be regarding this matter?
We would like the DA to be fined 200,000 rand because they've broken the code of conduct. And then they need to apologize. ICASA needs to make a ruling that they need to apologize for going against the constitution of the country and for spreading lies about all the smaller parties. Look, if they say, for example, if they mention a party and say, don't vote for that party, that is normal electioneering. But to say, you know, all smaller parties means, you know, that they're just making a blanket statement which is reckless on their part.
Have you spoken to ICASA?
Our attorneys are preparing the necessary complaints, and we will follow the normal procedures as far as that is concerned. We first write to the community radio station and tell them to pull the advert. And if they don't, then we will then take it further to ICASA. We know we're going to follow the normal procedures. The same thing with the breach of the electoral code of conduct. We will write to the DA and ask them to pull their advert and give them a day or two to make their decision. If they don't, then we will lodge a complaint with the IEC, and then it will go through the normal channels. We're not out for a fight. We feel that we just want to bring it to their attention. Maybe they don't understand the constitution of the country, so we'd like to educate them.
Executive Director at the Freedom of Expression Institute, Penya Butale, said that political parties should allow each other the right to freedom of expression. Butale also said that the banning of economic freedom fighters' advertisement by the SABC shows that ICASA is unable to hold the SABC accountable.
I would like to start by reiterating our call earlier that political parties and candidates need at this very important time of elections to observe and respect one another's freedom of expression. On this particular matter, I have not been privy to the advert, I've not seen it, but based on the information that you gave me and the information to the effect that the contentious issue on the advert is that the DA is calling for listeners not to vote for smaller parties, which they are saying are intending to join the ANC as alliance partners after elections. I find it very difficult to locate any problematic utterance in that statement on its own, unless there is something missing. I think that one would not expect this but issue to really hold any water, because at the end of the day, what is important here is to know that the fundamental human right of freedom of expression has to be protected and defended, and the limitations thereof are clearly articulated in the Constitution, and those is if the speech is tantamount to propaganda for war, citing violence and stuff like that. And I don't think that this particular one, based on what I know, based on the information that is before me, would qualify as a prohibited speech, so to speak. So I think one just wants to call on political parties to respect one another's freedom of expression and allow information to flow to the electorate as much as possible, because the job of the media in this instance is to ensure that information around elections, around those who are electioneering and seeking votes, gets to the public. Because if you deny the public such information, then the public are the ones that suffer, because they will then not have the information upon which they can make informed decisions on who to vote for.
ICASA has banned two political parties' advertisements lately, the first one being the DA's, and then the EFF's first and latest ad was also withdrawn today. Looking at that, where does one draw the line? What is appropriate and what is not?
I don't know the contents of that ad, but I think one really wants to register a concern around the censorship that goes on at the SABC and the failure by ICASA to really hold SABC accountable in terms of its mandate, a mandate that becomes much more important during an election, which is to provide a platform to all political parties on a fair and equitable manner that is non-discriminatory. So I think the more these things happen, the more the credibility of the SABC and its ability to deliver this very important mandate suffers. And at the end of the day, as I said, the public suffers because they are the ones who are denied of the information that is supposed to be reaching them.
The freedom of expression stated that the issues at hand are a major problem. It says that the general public are the ones who suffer when information is not made available to them in order to make informed decisions about who to vote for. For VOC News, I'm Imogen Vollenhoven.